Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm joined by Gonçalo Morais Soares, our CFO, and we're here to talk about the results of the first quarter. So I'll hand it over to Gonçalo for a quick presentation, and then we'll open the floor for questions as usual.
Hello, good afternoon to you all. This is Gonçalo. As expected, 2013 was going to be a challenging year for REN. So as you can see in the main results, we have an impact in the remuneration of our assets, but at the same time, we still do not have the corresponding impact in our financial costs, which will only trickle through in 2014. So in this first quarter, we had EBITDA down 2.6% and net income down 15.6%. And this was mainly driven, as I said, by a decrease in the remuneration on the electricity side. I also would like to point out that this first quarter, actually this first semester, is a little bit tougher than the second semester this year. This has several reasons, namely the evolution of personnel costs, the timing of dividends, and a little bit also the evolution of the rates of return last year. Let me just add also that CapEx is slightly lower in this quarter relative to last year, but this by no means entails a reduction in the full year, as we are expecting more or less the 200 million euros of CapEx for the full year that we had presented in our business plan. Finally, on the financial side, I think that we made some major advances. We issued some bonds in the first quarter. We formalized the first tranche of the China Development Bank loan. We have an investment grade rating from Fitch. And we were able to fund the company almost until the end of 2015, improving significantly liquidity. And in this quarter in particular, we are beginning to stabilize financial costs. And also we were able to reduce a little bit our net debt. Going to slide number 3 is just the main financial indicators, which you are used to see, so I'll jump directly to slide number 4. As I said, in terms of CapEx and transfers to RAB, it's a little bit too soon to make any conclusions. In the first quarter, we are seeing CapEx reduce almost 19% and transfers to RAB reduce almost 70%. This is the result of some projects that are slightly delayed, but most of them are delayed by a couple of months, and so there is no major concern in terms of the full year. This, I would say, is more or less normal in terms of what we should expect in our activity. As I said, we are still expecting to reach a number of around 200 million in terms of CapEx for this year. Let me also point out that, as we said in the business plan and as expected, most of the investment currently is in the electricity side, around 80%, and that should be more or less what we should expect for this year. Let me move to slide number 5. This is an illustration of how the Portuguese CDSs have been performing in the recent past, and this is, I'd say, self-explanatory in terms of the major impact that we have in our remuneration, namely in terms of electricity. As you know, the impact in remuneration is immediate, as the impact in financial costs will take some time. We are now currently financing ourselves always below our current average cost of debt, a good bit below that average cost of debt, but it will take some time, and namely it will take us the event of refinancing the bond at the end of this year to have a significant impact in terms of financial costs. And so you will only see this reduction show up in the accounts in 2014. If we move to slide number 6, we see the effect of this evolution of the CDSs. So what you can see is that on the electricity side, the evolution of the rate of return had an impact of close to 9 million euros in our account. and it contributed to the overall decline on the electricity side of around 6 million euros year on year. On the gas side, you can see a small increase of 1.3 million, but actually if you take into account the smoothing effect for the terminal, which is at the end of the day also REV remuneration, we are also slightly declining the remuneration on the gas side. This has nothing to do with rate of return, as in gas that is still fixed. It has more to do with the evolution of the regulated asset base. So on slide 7, you can see that the regulated asset base continues to increase basically on the electricity with premium. The gas also increased. That was only and was basically the introduction of the left part of the terminal, of the third tank. Apart from that, there were no major investments in gas, and all of the electricity investments were on the higher paid electricity with premium assets. Nevertheless, blended electricity rate is now around 8.9%, and it came down from 10.5% last year. As I said, this was expected and is still currently very much within our own internal targets. Let me just take the opportunity to do a brief update on the gas regulation. This has still not been finalized. It should come out middle of next month, in June. Our expectation is that in terms of model, this should, as we said before, converge to the kind of model we have in electricity, with a variable rate rather than a fixed value. In terms of the level of all the variables in the model, they are still under discussion at this stage. Let's move to slide number 8 and look a little bit at OPEX, which was basically flat if we look compared to last year. We are continuing to pursue several efficiency measures, and we have been able also in this quarter to meet our regulatory targets. What you can see is that in that sense, external supplies have declined. On the other hand, that was compensated negatively by the evolution of personnel costs. Personnel is one of these areas that's going to penalize the first semester of the year when compared to last year. And it penalizes specifically also the first quarter. As you may recall, the collective labor agreement conditions were only reinstated after the second phase privatization was closed, which was in May last year. So during the first 5 months, we still have lower personnel costs than normal, which were then increased as of June or onwards. So you'll see that on the second part of the year, you'll have personnel costs much more in line with the ones we have now, but the first part of the year we have significantly lower personnel costs. Also, you may know that we are undergoing a reorganization both in the support function and on the operations on the electricity side. This effort has an immediate impact in terms of personnel costs because of the accounting of pension funds. On the other side, as this is only going to be implemented more around middle of the year, you only see the positive side in terms of personnel costs show up as of the second half of the year. This is basically, in terms of costs and OPEX, evolving very much in line with what we expected and with what we have defined in our business plan. If you look in slide number 9, it's just the same logic, but looking at core OPEX, taking out the pass-through costs. So in this case, you can see that core OPEX is decreasing 500,000, 2.1, but if we took out these timing issues of the personnel costs, this would actually be a decrease. And in terms of the full year, we are actually not expecting core OPEX to increase, but we are aiming to decrease it slightly. Taking us to EBITDA and to slide number 10, What you can see here is that really the main impact is remuneration. If you add the return and the smoothing, you have a negative impact of 7.4 million. Remuneration is basically in line with the evolution of the regulated asset base, so no surprise there. Hydroland is normal, it should decrease, so, and it's very small. So again, I would say no surprises here. I can also explain to you the interest on tariff deviations. As you know, this depends on any given year if we are paying or receiving tariff deviations from the system. Last year, we were paying some deviations that had occurred in 2010, and so we were also paying the corresponding interest. This year, we are receiving some deviations that occurred 2 years ago in 2011, and so we are also receiving the corresponding interest in line with those deviations. That's why the variance is positive. And that explains basically the decrease in EBITDA of around 2.6%. If we look below EBITDA, as I said, depreciation is pretty much in line with the evolution of the regulated asset base, so no news there. In terms of net financial income, I think there are some good news here in the sense that we are able to stabilize financial costs a little bit more. I will go into that in a little bit more detail. Let me also tell you that in this this item here, there is also, I would say, an item that penalizes specifically the first quarter relative to other quarters, which is last year. We accounted for the part of the dividends we received from Red Eléctrica and Enagás in the first quarter, and this year they are going to be recognized later on. And so year on year, you have a 1.8 million impact in this item just because of this. So there isn't a reduction of the dividends per se. There is just a timing issue in the full year. Slide number 12 just explains to you the evolution of net income, which is basically the result of EBITDA, some items below. Let me take you to slide number 13 and talk to you a little bit about how we evolved on the funding part. So as I said, we had several major steps that occurred during the first quarter. We concluded a bond issuance, the first one in a certain time, 300 million, 5 years. We also concluded the contract with CDB for the first tranche, the refinancing tranche of 400 million, which will be used and draw down at the end of the year. And we also have the Fitch rating of investment grade, BBB, which now puts REN as the best overall rated company in Portugal. In terms of liquidity, therefore, we are extremely comfortable now. We are more than 2.5 years covered until the end of 2015. So, as I said, from now onwards, the focus will be mainly in cost, reducing costs, in terms of increasing maturities, and in terms of keeping the sources of funding diversified. In that sense, we've been working on terminating some early short-term loans that were not counting for our liquidity and saving some money in that way. We are also extending maturities on other existing loans. And finally, we continue to monitor the market to see if there would be any opportunities in the near future, although we don't think that we are going to do anything in the coming months, but we'll continue to monitor the market. In terms of net debt, I think it's also important to note that it came down around 40 million in this quarter. Typically in the second quarter with the payment of the dividends, it always goes up a little bit, but I think it's an encouraging sign. And I think that on the full year, we should clearly expect that net debt should stabilize or decrease slightly, as was I would say, expected and defined in the business plan. So let me take you to the last slide before we open up for questions, slide number 14, just to wrap up. So I'd say that these results were mainly expected. They were mainly in line with our business plan. They are in line with our own expectations in our budget. And I think they were in line with most of the expectations of the analysts. As I said, the first quarter and the first semester overall is particularly tough because of those questions I raised, the personnel and the dividends. I think that it's important to note again that financial costs are stabilizing and can and should in the end of the year, for the full year, stabilize a little bit more, although they should only decrease really in 2014. Next month we'll have the gas regulation, and I think that you should have news for that very soon. And finally, let me just say that we, despite all of this, we are still giving one of the most interesting remunerations to shareholders in the Portuguese market, with an extremely attractive dividend yield of more than 7%. And I think that's still a very important reason to support our stock. I will pause now and open up the floor to any questions you may have. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for a moment to assemble the queue. And our first question comes from Carolina Dores of Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two questions. The first one, if not sure if it's possible to give a little bit of more clarity on the gas review. Has the regulator proposed a remuneration that is it's exactly a mirror of electricity, or this is or is this a hybrid proposal? And if it's something different, is the returns the only thing you are discussing, or you also think that the operating expenses, the benchmarks are getting tougher? And my second question is if you have a target cost of debt that you aim to achieve next year, since this year, as you said, cost of debt is going to be higher because of the bonds. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Carolina. I cannot go into many details on the gas regulation. All of those that you said are things that we are still discussing and are now under discussion, so I cannot go into detail. What I can tell you is that we have strong expectations that the model should move from a fixed rate to a variable one. Of course, there should be some kind of efficiency mechanisms imbued in the model. I would say that in terms of levels, I cannot give you an exact number now. I would not expect any, let's say, major increases vis-a-vis levels where we are, but at this stage, I cannot tell you anything more than this, as we are still negotiating with the regulator. In terms of target to cost of net debt, I'm not going to give you a specific, but what I can tell you is that we finished last year with 5.7. This year we are now with 5.74 or 5. I would say that for the full year, the average cost of debt should not be much higher, so it could be slightly higher than this in terms of average, but I would not expect something very much higher than this. And so it's, I would say it's more or less easy for you also to do the math, because you can get to the cost of the bond, which is around 7.875. Look at the spreads on the CDB loans, which are public, and you can easily do the math and calculate the impact and see that it should come to the lower fives, but I will leave it to you to calculate it in detail, and if then you can then check with Anna to see if the number makes sense. Okay? That being said, it will have to wait until the end of the year for us to see that happening, but I would say that it's a certainty. So it's not a question of our expectation, it's a certainty that it will happen. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Gonzalo Sanchez Bordona of BPI. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. I have a couple of them. First one would be on your expectations for the CDS evolution during this year and in turn the impact this could have in EBITDA. Do you have a clear view on where you see the CDS moving in Portugal for 2013? And related with this would be, I think I've heard that you are not expecting to issue any bonds in the short term or in the coming months. So why aren't you taking advantage of current costs to refinance the bond in December? Or do you have any strategy set on that, or just wait for an opportunity? And then the second question would be on international CapEx in your business plan. Do you have any updates on this, or are you working on any specific projects that you could share with us, or just you're waiting for 2014 and onwards to give more clarity on that? Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. Well, on expectation of CDS, I'm not a trader, but as you can see from the start of the year until now, it has declined slightly, but it has also in the past few months been, I would say, more or less stable on the 300-something level. At this stage, we do not see anything happening that should cause a major difference, but, I mean, I don't have an expectation. It's what it is at the current level, and we'll keep monitoring it, but I don't have any other expectation. In terms of the bonds, they were refinanced, so they are already refinanced with the loans we did with China Development Bank and other initiatives. So at this stage, issuing more would just create more cost of carry for us, so it's an unnecessary financing cost, because we do not need to go to market now. It's the good news of having financial flexibility and liquidity that we can pick and choose. We went in the beginning of the year, so we took care of that also in a very good window in terms of market, and as of now it wouldn't make any sense unless costs would come down dramatically more. It wouldn't make any sense for us to do anything, so we'll wait more until the end of the year when it would make sense for us and we wouldn't incur in so much financial costs. In terms of international CapEx, as you may remember, in our business plan we have nothing planned for 2013 specifically, so we have it planned more in 2014. So we are keeping our work, we are monitoring the markets that we selected, we are scouting those markets, but we are doing it, as we said, in a careful way, and we will continue to do so. So we are not in a rush to take advantage of any specific opportunities, but if they arise, we will look into them. I would not comment with you any specific things that we would be looking, but that, I would say, is the overall tone as well as how we are looking at international expansion for 2013. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions at this moment.
Okay, if there are no further questions, thank you very much for your patience and time. If you have any further questions, you know where to find us. Thank you, and we see you again on the next results conference call. 3 months from now. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much.